Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to fix a few pronunciation errors I had. When I mentioned yesterday, I was talking about May the 24th, 2022 at 11:30 a.m. And the town in which this sad massacre happened would have been Uvalde, Texas. Not Vivaldi, Texas. I do apologize for mispronouncing the name. Once again, the town in which I was trying to pronounce was Uvalde, Texas. And no, my name is not Joe Biden. I can pronounce names properly. I just didn't have it properly spelled. So again, I do appreciate your understanding in this matter. And we were talking about May the 24th, 2022. Now, let's get to the show, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you once again for your cooperation in this matter.
Due to graphic sexual and adult conversations, including very strong language and other adult subject matter, listener discretion is strongly advised. You see, we at the Mater Radio Network Studios refuse to be held responsible for any such language or adult content you may hear. As they say, you've been warned. And now, we bring you the MaterCast. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning into the MaterCast on Clubhouse. You never know what Jerry Mater's got in store for you.
Damn right.
Sometimes he doesn't even know.
Nope.
This is your first time. Well, we apologize in advance, but hold on, because
hell, we're
for a wild ride.
Yep.
We're about to change what you know about a radio broadcast. Get this, motherfucker. It's time for the MaterCast.
Got it.
Them speakers and wake up the neighbors. They get pissed off? Well, fuck them. Here's everyone's favorite DJ. To some, well, most of us actually, he's just a fucking prick pain in the ass. But nonetheless, he is the jammer. Here he is, Jerry Mater.
And welcome to the Mater Cast. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. It's one of those incidents where Jerry Mater is about to speak his fucking mind. Are you guys ready? Because I'm ready. Let's get this motherfucker going now. Today on the show, we're going to talk about assholes, dumbasses, and douchebags, okay? All right. So first, we have the asshole of the year. Can I say it? Should I say it? You goddamn right I will. That douchebag in office up there, pampers ass Biden. Yeah, I said it. I'll say it again. First off, I want to talk about something that's really, really irritated me. And I mean fucking irritated me so bad that I want to strangle a son of a bitch. But I can't now because he's dead. Which is kind of unfortunate because I'd like to ram a fucking cannonball up his ass until his eyeballs pop. You see, folks, the thing is, in our yesterday, around 11:30, some dickwad dumbass kid that was 18 years old went to a school located in, I believe it's pronounced Vivaldi County, or Vivaldi, Texas. I don't know their counties too well. I do apologize. And of course, I can't pronounce shit anymore, so it's... You know. But at least I tried. Anyway, so it was in Vivaldi, Texas there. And it was, no, this is serious. This dickhead decides, hell, I'm going to go into a school and I'm going to shoot up kids. This is the mentality of our youth, folks. Either they need their brains checked, or they need the screws readjusted because something's fucking up there wrong in their fucking brains if they're gonna walk into a school full of little kids we're talking about kids that were like from second grade to fourth grade. And now it's up to 21 people that were killed in that school. Yesterday it was only 14 when I went to sleep, so something must have broke loose. But Greg Abbott seems like he's got it under control. Thank you, Greg. You know, I wish we had a governor like Greg Abbott. Because Gretchen Whitmer failed. No, let me rephrase that. Gretchen Whitmer epically fucking failed. And many, many people think I'm ignorant for saying this. Quite frankly, I don't give a fuck. That lady deserves to be thrown out of... She should be impeached for the shit she's done during the pandemic. I mean, absolute terrible. And you don't do things like that. But let me get back to the story. So the thing is, here you've got these little kids. They don't know what to do. And some dickhead walks in. Oh, first he goes and shoots old grandma. He says, "Grandma, I'm going to kill you." Well, probably didn't say that, but he thought it. And he did. He almost did. I hope she's not dead. But if she is, sad, sad day. Because that's just over stupid. No. That's not just stupid or over stupid. That's fucked up right there. You just don't do that. And then this stupid bastard goes one way. He goes a little bit further. Okay, he goes into a school full of little kids. To me, I get so mad because these kids, they shouldn't have to be locked down like a fucking prison because of some assholes. It doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, how are you going to allow your kid to have a gun? If the kid has a fucking brain problem, you don't want to give this kid a fucking gun.
Oh, here you go, kid. Here you go. Here, I'll buy you a gun. Here you go. Check this out. You can use this gun.
Dumbass. No. That's disgusting. But the thing is, we don't know how he got a hold of a gun. But he killed 21 people in that school. I hope up there, if God is listening, and I think God would love this program, by the way, but I think Jesus would too, because I always thank God and thank baby Jesus when I do this program. Well, I don't necessarily thank him when I'm on the air, because that would look kind of dumb, wouldn't it? But anyway, well, no, it wouldn't. Thank you, baby Jesus and all the others. You're keeping the lights on and the bullshit coming, so yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. It's well appreciated. But anyway, God, if you do bring him into heaven, cage his ass up. Now then, back to my fucking rant about this douche that decides to go into a school and shoot up a bunch of children. If I can get the fucking words out, yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? So, they're wanting to do more gun control. More gun control, says bullshit Biden. More gun control. Hey, Biden, here's the thing. You ain't gonna take these kids' guns away whether you take away a gun. Gun control only works one way. It stops people who are law-abiding citizens from getting their hands on guns. It doesn't stop the criminals. The criminals will always have guns. And you ain't gonna stop them no matter what the fuck you do. So don't give me that horse shit. Because I'm not believing it. I'm not believing it. I don't want to believe it. I don't care to believe it because it isn't true. Here, you want gun control? Okay. All right, cool. Here's what you do. You literally make it to where you have to be at least 30 years old to get a gun. How's that for gun control? That's an adult. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not done. You make sure they don't have fucking mental issues, criminal backgrounds, shit like that, see? That's real gun control versus what you're trying to put into place, which is bullshit gun control. And if you do that, all you're going to do is hurt the people that need the guns the most. The law-abiding citizen. You know, people wonder why I can't stand this guy. He cheated on the fucking election and then turns around and says he didn't do that because all of his little buddies in Congress are like, "Oh, Joe, let me suck your dick." Yeah, I can just imagine that coming out of every one of their mouths. Because why? Well, they've got to play up to the boss, you know. And what better way to play up to the boss, huh? Yeah, you know what? Pretty soon, it'll be better. Because Trump will get back in office if he runs. I guarantee it. Because people are sick and fucking tired of Biden. You want to know the real reason why there's no baby formula? CBS, NBC, fucking ABC. What else can I say? Oh, wait, hang on. MSNB. Oh, wait, hang on. More shit not for broadcast? Yeah, that's it. Cocksucker News Network, yeah, you too. And the rest of you dumbasses, listen to me a minute. The reason why we don't have baby formula is because this scumbag full of cum dumb motherfucker decided, let's send all of it to fucking Ukraine, right? Just send it all over there. Oh, by the way, we gotta shut down this plant because it's a bad plant, so. Stupid bastard. I'm telling you, he needs to be hitting the damn head with a damn. Wait, no, wait a minute. Hold on. We can't hit him in the head, folks. If we hit him in the head, he'll be even more stupider. See, this is what I would do. If I was president right now, during this time of sadness, and it really is a time of sadness, those poor kids in Texas, I feel bad for the mothers, the fathers, the uncles, the aunts, the grandmothers, the grandfathers, all that, because now they're suffering because of a fucking scumbag. They've got to suffer, right? They've got to suffer. Why? Because a scumbag decided he's going to walk into a school full of little babies and shoot them. Fucking idiot. But that's beside the point. What I would do, though, is the first thing I'd do, I'd start with fortifying our schools. Fortify the fuck out of them. Make every single school building in the United States of America have to have one entry and one exit point. So yes, I do agree with my friend Chris Salcido when I say, fortify them better. They can't get in if you lock the fucking door. Oh, wait. Hold on. That would be asking too much of the fucking Democrats, right? It would. That would be asking way too much of the douchebag Democrats, because if you do that, then, oh, this just might be a bad idea. What if there is a fire? Okay, if there's a fucking fire, they can still get out of the building, Dick Smack. All they've got to do is open it from the inside. Don't even try telling me that I'm wrong, because I know I'm right. And Chris said it yesterday, and I didn't mean to, copy him, but I think it's a great idea, and I want to spread it around. So you know what? Fortify up our schools, give us better security. Oh, wait a minute. You can't do that, because right now, Biden's too busy playing house with Ukraine and Russia and China to do that. He would have to spend all his hard-earned money that his son uses on Coke, right? So... He would have to spend way too much money. He doesn't want to do that. No. Pampers ass up there doesn't want to do anything like that. And that's the biggest problem we've got with Joseph R. Biden. He's too busy being a puppet for the fucking leftists. That's what he is. He's way too busy, and he's got a lot of time on his hands and a lot more time left, the dumb bastard. I don't know why they can't impeach him. They did it to Trump, didn't they? So what the fuck is wrong with this picture? I'm blind, and even I can see it's a bad picture, damn it. I mean... He's done more shit that Trump would have never done. Absolutely never done. But this scumbag has done it. Shut down pipelines, taking away our oil, fucking around with all kinds of shit. And you know what? Now you know what that's gonna, it's gonna take Mr. Trump a long ass time to fix it. And he's the only one who can fix it. So get your asses out. Vote for Republicans. Don't vote for Democrats this year. Please do us all a fucking favor and save us from this douche. Because they've already admitted they want to kill you. They want to kill us all. They want to get us into a war, guys. It's their favorite topic. Their favorite topic is war. Or haven't you guys figured that out yet? Wait a minute, let me think about it. Yep, figured that out the first day the dumbass came into office. Yeah, I'm so fed up with it, and I'm fed up with the bullshit that, okay, I'm sick and tired of seeing people like CBS. I'm calling you guys out, motherfucker. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm calling you guys out because you're lying to the public. Let's see, where's my list here? All right, I got my list right here in front of me. I'll call a few of them out. Let's see. We got Cocksuckers News Network. That's one of them, right? That's the main one right there. Cocksuckers News Network with many people, including Chris the Faggot Wallace. And then we've got CBS, which unfortunately... I'm sad to see, because what pissed me off about CBS was, and this happened during the situation with back when the election was fraudulently stolen from us by the Biden administration. That's right, stolen. I still say it was stolen. And I'll tell you why I think it was stolen. Because if you would have watched the results as they were pulling in, there's no fucking way that all of a sudden all these ballots are going to come flying in. Somebody set them up is what they did. And Donald Trump came on TV to tell us about that. And right in the middle of his speech, numbnuts Norm O'Donnell turns around and says, she cuts into the broadcast. You don't cut into a broadcast like that of a president who's trying to speak. You just don't do it. That's disrespectful to our president. I don't give a good goddamn who he is. He could be President Lincoln for all I care. But you don't cut into his speech. He's in the middle of talking. You don't do any... I don't care what you say about it. You don't turn the fucking volume down and interject your own goddamn comments, stupid. It's disrespectful and it's untasteful. If I would have caught somebody doing that on my network, you know what they would have been told by me personally? I would have came right in that studio and I would have jerked that bitch right off the fucking chair, slammed her up against the wall and said, get the fuck out of my studio, bitch. And I would have said, you can stay out. And you are fired. I wouldn't have put up with that shit. Bullshit. I wouldn't have. Because you just don't fucking do that. You really just don't do that. It's disgusting. It's bullshit. It's not worth being a broadcaster if you're going to do something like that, because you just made yourself look like a fucking idiot. And I know, I've got a lot of friends over at the local station there, and it's not their fault that they have to broadcast for such a shitty ass station. All right? Our network. Yes, I know. I meant to say network. Fuck off. Anyway. I mean, you can't control who you're broadcasting for. If you've got a good job, you keep it. And it's hard that... It's sorry that they... Oh, there goes our noon whistle. How you guys like that shit? Isn't that cool? That's the noon whistle. So it's noon, I think. At least at the time of recording this, it is. But what I'm telling you, is Biden, that dude doesn't deserve any airtime. And he is the president. And why doesn't he deserve any airtime? Because he can't talk. Thorough. He doesn't know what the fuck he's even talking about. He doesn't even know where his elbow is from his asshole are. But they're okay to play him all the way through, aren't they? They're okay to play him all the way through, but they couldn't do it to Trump, but they could do it for him? Fuck you, CBS. We got another one, NBC. Not broadcast quality. I know that has a cue. Fuck you, okay? I knew that was coming, but I had to think of something fast. Anyway. Wait a minute. I got it even better. So, here's the problem with NBC. NBC sucks up too much to the Democratic Party. They don't give a rat's ass about all of us out here that are trying to hear the real news because they're too busy. They're too busy sucking ass. So instead, and this goes for not just NBC. This goes for a lot more people. This goes for every fucking mainstream media network out there. They want to tell lies. Why do you need to tell a fucking lie? Tell the fucking truth. You can see it right in front of your fucking face, and I'm as blind as a fucking bat, and I can see it clearer than you. I'm so sick of these networks reporting bullshit. How about you get some real balls and report the truth?
Oh, wait, can't do that because if we do that, then we have to be subjugated to the fucking idiot Biden administration. They might just cancel us off the air if we do that, right?
Fuck that. Tell the truth, people. Get your lazy asses out there and do some real reporting for once and stop dicking around with these fucking dumbass stories that make absolutely no fucking sense. Yeah, I know. Y'all don't like the fact that I'm cutting your stations down, your networks down, right? Too fucking bad. Deal with it. Deal with it. Because I have to. Whenever I'm watching into your bullshit networks, I have to. Because I have to listen to bullshit come out of your mouth that I know isn't true. I'm not stupid. Neither is the American public. The only reason why we actually watch the news anymore locally is because we want to find out what's going on in our area. Not the network bullshit. Tell what's going on in our area. Please, don't be a dumbass. And you know what? Speaking of that, and I am going to cut them down for this. Okay? I'm going to cut them down for this because I can. And because I will. Because I'm calling it like I see it. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. But I can't stand there. And then these people are some of these people at that station are my friends. And I have no choice. I have to speak the truth. Stop reporting what CBS puts in front of you. Get your shit together and report locally news. Don't report shit from the fucking network. Fuck the damn network. They're feeding people lies and you're letting them. So stop. I'm telling you right now, there's no goddamn way in hell you're gonna try telling me that every one of these fucking stories that comes through that network are true? Because they're not. You go back and look at people like Newsmax. You look at people like One America News. You look at people like Gateway Pundit. People like that. Get stories from them. Stop getting other, you know, if you're gonna put out one side of the story, put out the other one too. All right? Don't just put out one side and be, oh, yeah, you know? Rant over. Back to the program. Okay? It's just sickening. It's tiresome, it's sickening, it's disgusting. And to see that my friends actually have to report this garbage, alright, because they have no choice? They got a damn choice. Wake up, news directors! Do your fucking jobs! Don't stand there and tell me that you have to do it, because it's the network that we belong to. So you're going to suck the network's dick, right? Well, that's okay, because why? Because you're just lying to the American public, sitting there bullshit lying to them, and then you're going to stand there and you're going to act like you're telling the truth. Nope. Not buying it today. I never bought it before, and I never will buy it. You can't lie to me and tell me that there's not enough evidence to prove. And I'm going to say it just like this. You know, we're going to go right back to something in a minute. I'm not done yet. I'm not done with this shit yet, because I'm done with it all. I'm done with people that don't understand the damn truth. Mr. Dumbass Biden up there has gotten in because him and the rest of the Democratic Party cheated, stole their election, and got away with it, motherfucker. Don't tell me no different. I don't like to be lied to. That is one of the worst things you can do to me or to any of my friends. You don't lie to us. We can see through your bullshit. Even those of us who are blind can see through your fucking bullshit. You know, I'll say it like this. You stand there and lie to us, to our faces, and expect us to believe you when you say, there is a tornado warning in effect for blah, blah, blah. And then we're all thinking like this. Yeah, right. These motherfuckers don't know how to tell the weather. They can't even tell the fucking news. They can't even give us the truth about the goddamn news. How do we respect and say that they can actually tell the truth about the fucking weather? You can't. Okay? I want a news source. I want news like it used to be. Tell the fucking truth. You know, I would never work for people like that. I would never fucking, I couldn't get in the damn door. First off, I'm blind, and you know they won't hire blind people because they're too fucking stupid and don't realize that those of us who are blind still can tell the fucking news, retard. And then, they feed you with so much bullshit, they think you're a fucking mushroom. Hell no. Fuck no. Double hell no. I wouldn't work for them if my dick was on fire and they had to put it out. No. Hell no. I wouldn't work for them if I was told if I didn't work for them, I was going to get shot at. I still wouldn't work for them. I don't like lying people. And I'm sick and fucking tired of it, folks. COVID, 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 fuck COVID. You know what you do now? Fuck COVID. Take it off the fucking news. Quit scaring people, for fuck's sake. Don't be sitting there telling me you gotta have it on the news, because you don't. It's over. It's been fucking over forever now. And you still keep talking about fucking COVID. Fuck the damn China virus, and fuck you for talking about it. All right? We're having a little bit of difficulty with our system today. It's being a dumbass. And it's not a board operator error this time. It's actually the fucking thing. Huh? Anyway. I'm starting to sound like bullshit Biden over there. That's not good for me. I need to go take my medicine. Like he should. Oh, yeah. And by the way, folks, have you guys heard about a medication called Relaxient Sleep? I have to tell you what a difference Relaxient Sleep has made in my life. Relaxient Sleep helps me stay sleeping. It helps me go to sleep, and it helps me stay asleep. I don't wake up until 8:30 in the morning now. And when I do wake up in the morning, I'm not groggy. I'm not fucking trying to pull my head out of my ass because I'm super tired. I'm not sitting there thinking, why in the fuck can I not just wake up for once? No, because this medication does it for me. I get up 8:30 in the fucking morning. I come downstairs. Wait, that just sounds wrong. I'm serious. That just sounds terrible. My only thing is, when you wake up in the morning, you don't want to be, you know, pulling your head out your ass like Joe Biden. So I recommend this medication to anybody who has sleeping problems. I have non-24 disorder. I can't even talk. Isn't that sad? I can't even fucking talk. Anyway. No, but the truth is, Relaxient Sleep is one of the best medications I ever found. And I say this, okay? If you have non-24 disorder, if you have insomnia, if you have things like that, do yourself a favor and find them online, relaxiantsleep.com, and trust your night to Relaxient Sleep. I do. Promo done. Bullshit filter off. Here we go. If you lie to me, then I got every fucking right to tune you out. I do. I've got every reason to tune you out. Kind of like I do when Joe Biden starts speaking and humming and hawing at the microphone. Hey, dickhead, read the fucking teleprompter. You're not reading the fucking teleprompter. You're going off script. You're making America look like douchebags, and we're not. Wait, but you are. So, the thing is, okay, this shooter, we're going to go back to the shooter now because I full circled it all. Yeah, I'm doing what Jen Sack of Shit used to do. I'm circling back. Welcome to my world, anyway. So, you know, that shooter, I don't know how he got his hands on the things he got his hands on. And I'm glad he's dead, because he hurt a lot of good people and a lot of good people, little kids and people didn't need to die because of that scumbag. So let's all thank the Lord that the fucking police got him and took him down. And hell, give the police department, the border patrol, all them guys, even Greg Abbott, give them a round of applause right now. And that's gonna do it for the show today, everybody. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I appreciate every one of you. If I've offended you in any way, well, sorry, but it had to be said. And if I offended you in any way and you're mad at me, hey, fuck you. Anyway, getting back to it, guys. I'll catch y'all later. I've gotta go. Take care, everybody. Be well, be safe, and don't catch the fucking stupid. All right?
Questions, comments, email Jerry Mader right now. Let him know what you want to know or hear or have played. Hell, Jerry won't bite you. Well, unless you piss him off first, anyway. And your request can be answered in another episode of the podcast. The email address for the show is themadercast@icloud.com. Here, let me spell that out for you. themadercast. themadercast@icloud.com. So, why not compose a letter? Or whatever the hell they call it now. You never know. He may just shout you out on the air if it's good enough. And thank you so much for listening to the MaderCast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast service of choice. That way, you can follow along with the fun and craziness that is none other than the MaderCast. I'm your friendly podcast announcer guy, Drew Grant, speaking for Jam and Jerry Mader. When I say, support our troops, love hard, laugh harder, and live every day like it's your absolute last one here on this crystal ball we call Earth. Good day, everyone. Jerry Mader owns the copyright to, or has a valid license for, the contents and information contained in this podcast with all rights reserved. All podcast downloads are offered for non-commercial and personal use only. You may not modify or reuse the contents of the podcast for public or commercial purposes, including the text, images, audio, and video without written permission.